TexasScoresBroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney. Customers always come back to Guyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I bought several new Jeeps at Guyer's, and I really appreciate the Guyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Guyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Guyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, 3/4 of the vehicle purchases at Guyer's start online at GuyersInc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Guyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport. Got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Guyer's reputation, from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Guyer's, it's always service with a smile.
GAIERS.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet, my wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet.
Mm-hmm.
Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers. They were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at DanEilerman.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Welcome to May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy, chicken tenders basket. Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches.
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman SuperSupply.com.
Superior Aluminum Products in Brushey is a big supporter of area high school athletics. After 55 years, family-owned Superior Aluminum continues its progress. To support our growth, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home improvement project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum, the industry leader. Picture your options online at SuperiorAluminum.com.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the two-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online, BrukensPub.com.
A 5-point second half for Botkins, which is still amazingly right in this game. Pretty baseline left, goes to the rim, great feed, Carter Kleiman, got it for two. 36-34, Botkins within a goal. 3:22 to go, fourth quarter. Blocked on the play. Blocked on the play. Jacob Kleiman. Outlet to Paul. Botkins for the lead. Jamison Meyer. Good! Good! Botkins up one. Botkins up one. Jamison Meyer hoisted in a 29-footer.
What a great shot, a great break, and what an incredibly great block by Kleiman at the other end. I mean, he just stuffed him.
38-37. Trojans trail. Jamison Meyer back on the floor for Botkins. Carter Kleiman inbounding right of the rim. On the arc to Jamison. He lets it fly from 30. It's good! It's good! Botkins up two. Botkins up two. Jacob Kleiman to the stripe. 7:4 to go. 1-1. If he makes the first, this game should be in the books. Free throw, Jacob Kleiman up. It is rimming around and going in. Oh, it shook the whole backboard. It rattled in the cylinder for a couple seconds. Kerplunk, it fell through. Botkins up four. Botkins up four. 44-40. 7:4 remaining. Is there any denying this is by far the best D4 boys basketball team in the state of Ohio in 2021? No.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. And they're going to get that really nice gold trophy to put in their case to be able to show everybody that they were.
Colleen Brandewey knocks it down. She hurled in a triple, a high archer. Redskins 51, Convoy Crestview 20. Fort Laramie, AP poll champs 3 straight years. This is state title number 3 in the last 8 completed OHSAA state tourneys. Here's Riley on a theft. Riley Heitkamp stole it and blistered her way down the floor 60 feet to the rack. Beautifully done by Riley Heitkamp to close out this game.
11 young ladies have scored now for Fort Laramie.
Oh, my goodness. Celebration. Pandemonium. Fort Laramie girls out on the hardwood. They are hugging and rejoicing. Unfinished business is now completed. It's finished. Fort Laramie denied an opportunity to play in the state championship 1 year ago because of the health crisis. Comes back in a big way here in 2020-21 to win the state title easily, beating Convoy Crestview 66-24 and McDonald 60-26. Wow. No doubt who the best club is in the state in girls D4.
No, there wasn't one when we got here, but they certainly went out there and proved it.
And again, congrats to the Redskins seniors, Caitlin Gaston, Marin Heitkamp, Kenzie Holcher, Dana Rose, Jaden Putoff, Clara Gebhardt, Paige Eilerman.
They had to wait 2 years to get this, and boy, they never lost focus, ever.
Baseline left, Shoulders. Oh, what a maneuver. Oh, what a maneuver. Great drive, Shoulders. Head fake to the rack for a deuce.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Oh, good evening to all of you here on scoresbroadcast.com and WMBR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney. We have a terrific game for you tonight. It should be great. Sometimes we use that word loosely, but this may very well fit the definition of great. Jackson Center and Fort Laramie. Jackson Center with a record on the year of 18-6, finished 8-4 in the Shelby County Athletic League. Fort Laramie 13-9, 8-4 in the league, tied with Jackson Center. The two teams played twice in the regular season. Fort Laramie won them both by final scores of 39-36 and 45-21. Second game, Chuck, clearly an aberration, an anomaly for sure. Can't put any faith in that final score. One thing we can say, that was unusual for Fort Laramie to beat Jackson Center twice. Can they do it a third time? It's been a year of the unexpected. Jackson Center loses to Fort Laramie twice. Jackson Center beats Rushi twice. Rushi beats Fort Laramie twice. Go figure. Yeah, it's possible for Fort Laramie to beat Jackson Center a third time, especially in this unbelievable high school season of, what should we say, unpredictability.
Right. It's such a big environment. I mean, this place is going to be loud and rowdy before we get started here in the next 15, 20 minutes. This is one of those games you can't really handicap. I have a feeling that, you know, you talk about games like this and you go, man, it's going to get down to the wire. It could be lopsided, but yep. The problem with that is it could be lopsided either way.
Right.
So, you know, Laramie, I think, honestly, has the advantage. They beat them twice. Their kids are confident. On the other side, Jackson Center, their kids, after scoring 21 points against them the last time they played, yep. They've got to be fired up. I know Coach Elkert has got their attention for this one.
Jackson Center has won its last 11 in a row, an 11-game win streak for the Tigers. They're really hot. Fort Laramie has earned victories in 3 of its last 4. I thought the Redskins, by far, Chuck, played their most complete game of the season in beating Troy Christian on Tuesday night.
Oh, I think so, too. I mean, Troy Christian was a good basketball team, and Laramie, after the first half, just completely took them out of their game. The Troy Christian pressure had no effect on Laramie at all, and Laramie shot lights out.
And Sonya gave Jackson Center all it wanted in the first game on Tuesday night. Credit to Jackson Center. Had a slump in the second quarter, partially in the third as well. Turned it on the last 10 minutes against the zone defense from Ansonia. Did what it had to do to pull out the victory by 12 points.
Well, they came out in the first round against Houston, and I was here watching that game because we covered the next one. And they were they didn't play very well against Houston either.
Nope.
So they're due, but, you know, it's hard to turn it on and off. So they're going to have to find the on switch tonight to be able to play with Loramie.
In all my years of broadcasting high school basketball, Chuck, I keep predictions to myself. Don't talk about them on the air. I usually have pretty good premonitions. Last night I thought Anna would beat Greenan by 10, beat him by 7.
You're way off.
I was off by 3. Still a pretty good pick. Pretty good pick.
Just kidding.
I have done coin toss after coin toss for this game tonight. I have done tea leaves. I've read tea leaves numerous times. I've done rock, paper, scissors over and over and over again. And I come right back to two letters, OT, overtime.
Well, I mean, I hope you're right, because that would make me, we're going to get a great basketball game. A lot of times in matchups like this, they don't necessarily turn out to be fabulous games. I think we're going to have a great game tonight.
Yep. We're going to take a one-minute radio station break next. One-minute radio station break next. Then return with Phil Groves for a couple minutes, head coach of the Bodkins Trojans, who play Rushi tomorrow night at 7 in a game we'll cover. This, by the way, tonight is the first of four games on scoresbroadcast.com and WMBR 105.5 TAM FM in a 24-hour period. From tonight to tomorrow evening, we've got four contests for you. Phil Groves, head coach of Bodkins, is next when we return. One-minute radio station break next on scoresbroadcast.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee at Pickle High School's Garbery Gym. We're about 10 minutes away from the start of tonight's upper bracket boys D4 sectional championship between Jackson Center and Fort Loramie. I'd like to tell you that we are a favorite of the home crowd in Bodkins and those who visit us from towns all around. We're Myers Tavern, 303 North Main in Bodkins, known at noon and at night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We've got a full menu. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal. Omelets are great at 6 a.m. in the morning at Myers Tavern. Terrific strip loin steak dinners at night. We're proud to be a local casual hangout and welcome you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, have a burger. Phone 937-693-8271. Place your carryout from Myers, 303 North Main in Bodkins. We bet you won't find better. Phil Groves next to me. Head coach Bodkins, coached the girls for several years. You had to identify, recognize, separate the Maurer girls, the Paul girls, and now you're dealing with a couple of Plymans coaching the boys' side. Those are really good problems to have, aren't they, Coach?
Yeah, I've been really fortunate to coach a lot of talent in my short time at Bodkins here as a varsity coach.
Tell me about this year's Bodkins team. You're about a second and a half from being undefeated at 24-0, lost two cliffhangers. We covered them both. But after the injury to Dylan Topp, he was lost for the year. your team really gelled, came together. Love the way the whole roster has figured in and supported the two Flymans and Jamison Meyer.
Yeah, those two losses, kind of turned those losses into lessons. Learn a lot from that, come together as a team. We have a special group. They all chip in. They all have their own roles that they carry out. Just a great group of guys. And when we lost Dylan, there's nothing good that could come out of it other than the fact that, you know, gave more minutes to some of those guys off the bench, and they've made the most of it. You know, I can't say enough good things about Elijah Stewart and Jordan Herzog and the minutes that him and Jack Dietz have given us.
I don't think I've ever seen a young man like Jacob Plyman improve, mature, develop so much from his freshman to senior year like Jacob has. Wow. Has he really ever come on strong? He's got moves around the basket now. The left hand, he looks skilled. You can tell he has worked really, really long and hard.
Yeah, Jacob's a product of the amount of time he's put into his game. He's a great player, but, you know, he didn't get that way just, you know, sitting on the sidelines. You know, he's spent hours and hours in the gym playing every chance he gets with AAU, and, you know, he's a product of the time he's put in. He's a great player.
Carter, his brother, has performed numerous roles this year for the team. Describe what he's had to do for your club.
You know, Carter's kind of like the Swiss Army knife of our team. You know, he can rebound for us. He can bring the ball down the floor for us. He can defend for us. We need a basket. We can put the ball in his hand, and he can attack the basket and pull up and shoot the three. He's capable of doing everything for us. So, we're real fortunate to have a player like him on our roster.
You probably don't know the answer to this question, Phil, but how many three-pointers does Jamison Meyer shoot every given day?
Not enough. If we could just come down the floor and let him shoot it at the volleyball line every time, I think that's a good possession for us, as long as he's open.
You've got Rucci tomorrow night, here this evening, and we're seconds away from the start of the game between Jackson Center and Fort Loramie. I'm going to ask you a trick question. Who would you rather play? If you are fortunate enough to get by Rucci tomorrow, who would you rather play a couple games from now in a regional semifinal, Fort Loramie or Jackson Center? Don't have to answer it. I think I do know the answer. You'd prefer to play a team from the Shelby County League.
Yeah, that's one way to look at it. That's one way to look at it. You know, if we're fortunate enough to make it to the next round, you know, I'd be happy to play either one of these guys. They're both really good teams. But, you know, that means we've been lucky enough or fortunate enough to advance and get to that point. So I'd be thankful for that.
Hey, this Pickwick tournament is a grind. You do the round robin, play each team twice in the regular season. It's like a third season here in the tournament. The SCAL teams meet each other all over again.
Yeah, the fact that we have four Shelby County teams here in the district semifinals at Pickwick, that speaks volumes for our league. It tells you how tough and how quality opponents we have. So, all these teams know each other better than they know themselves in some aspects. So, you know, it's going to be a battle tonight. It's going to be a battle tomorrow night as well.
Hey, congratulations on, I think, what was a tie for the AP statewide poll championship with Antwerp in the last rankings. Is that correct?
I don't really want to focus on that. You know,
no.
Our ranking is what it is, and the only thing we're focused on is playing Rucci tomorrow night.
Those rankings don't mean a thing. We media people like to talk about them, though. Hey, thanks so much.
Thank you, Jack. Appreciate the coverage.
Phil Groves, head coach, Bodkins Trojans, whose club plays Rucci tomorrow night. And then if Bodkins wins tomorrow, the Trojans advance on to a district championship game against Ripley Union Lewis, which won at Princeton last evening. Of course, that would be Rushi's opponent. Should Rucci advance on by winning the lower bracket, it should be a doozy tomorrow night. Could be fairly high scoring in the 60s or 70s between Rucci and Bodkins tomorrow evening. I'd like to tell you all about Osgood Bank, one of our fine underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. Looking to buy, build, or refinance a home? Well, Osgood Bank has got you covered. Whether you are a first-time home buyer with little or no down payment, buying a home on acreage, or you need cash out refinancing, the experts at Osgood Bank are fast, friendly, and will service your home loan from start to finish. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing member. OsgoodBank.com. From storm doors to garage doors, the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi offers the winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality building components. Oh, the key building components for these two teams tonight are one jump shot after another with some three-pointers mixed in. Who wins the battle on the perimeter? For Fort Loramie, is it Ruenkamp, Maurer, Kaiser? For Jackson Center, is it Regula, Mullenauer, Fark? Who shoots the ball better from the outside? Key building components for these two clubs tonight. Remember, the finest building components from Francis Schulze and Rushi can provide you with storm doors and garage doors, which also display that winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency. Francis Schulze and Rushi, well known for providing the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors on scoresbroadcast.com. Our anchors are American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, the amazing Glass Connection, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A, number one again, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture priced right. Go Goffney. LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center. The Scores founding partner since 2006. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. Home of the Big Boy and Delicious Pumpkin Pie. Osgood Bank and Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. SecureCom in Minster. SECUR.com. Online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. The Sydney Daily News, the best sports page coverage around, and our broadcast partner, WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney. We're going to take a two-minute break. Two-minute break, return with the starting lineups and the opening tip. It's Jackson Center and Fort Loramie. Should be a terrific game tonight. Upper bracket sectional championship. Boys D4 here at Piqua on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282, 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and their surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at Saul-McGillandTangemanFH.com.
Unprecedented. That's a word you're hearing a lot of right now. Unprecedented change, unprecedented times. But do you know what else is unprecedented? The number of teens right here in Shelby County that are struggling with substance abuse. But the good news is that there's also an unprecedented amount of help available. Family Resource Center in Sydney provides professional help for families and individuals struggling with life's challenges. We know that prevention works, treatment is effective, and people recover. To learn more about the local mental health services available to you right here in Shelby County, visit FRCOhio.org.
I'd like to remind you that Airstream in Jackson Center is seeking production associates to join its growing team. Located in Jackson Center, Ohio, Airstream's employees assemble towable travel trailers and luxurious motorized touring coaches. With record sales and a new state-of-the-art production facility, Airstream is now hiring for numerous general production positions. Work first shift, earn up to $26 per hour with production and attendance bonuses. Visit airstream.com/apply to learn more. Be part of a legacy that is iconic at Airstream and Jackson Center, a new underwriting sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com. Fort Laramie Redskins starters being introduced. Caleb Maurer, 6'1 junior at guard. Ty Ruhenkamp, 6'1 senior at a wing. The two averaging 13 and 11 respectively. At the other guard spot is Aiden Werman, 5'10 and a junior. Isaac Raderman opens up at a power forward, 6'2 junior. Logan Eilerman is in the starting five, 6'4" junior. Opening five for the Jackson Center Tigers is as follows. Nolan Clark, 6'2" junior, 7.5 points a game at a wing. Carson Regula, 6'1 senior, 13 a game in the opening five. Also starting Kellen Reichert at a guard, 5'11 junior. Jace Mullenauer, a 5'10 junior, averaging 12 a game. And Camden Reese, 6'3 junior, averaging 7.5 points a game. Again, the winner of this game tonight advances on to a district championship Tuesday at UD in what I believe has been set as the third and final game at 9 o'clock against more than likely a Troy sectional champ. Looks like it's going to be Springfield Catholic. That's my guess. Yeah. The winner tomorrow night between Botkins and Rushi would play in the 7 o'clock game on Tuesday night at UD against Ripley Union Lewis.
Believe it or not.
Yep. Ripley, it won last night in a game that I'm sure Botkins and Rushi coaches saw down at Cincinnati Princeton. Here we go. Jackson Center, home white. Black numbers outlined in orange. Black and orange piping down the sides of the shorts. Fort Laramie, the road black. Red numerals trimmed in white. Jackson Center Tigers wearing a mix of black and white tennies. Fort Laramie, black tennies, all five players. Jackson Center's got the ball. Tigers have got the ball. Right wing to start. Regular way short on a three ball. He pulled the string on it, Chuck.
Yeah, he did. I was getting ready to say what a difference a year makes. Last year there was probably 50 people in the gym. Now it's packed.
From 50 to 5,000. Well, no, not that many. But probably what?
Two. There's at least two.
Oh, I'd say 2,300. This could be a fairly low-scoring game. These two teams will prize the possessions, take time off the clock. Here's Ty Ruhenkamp, top of the key. Although Jackson Center didn't on its start. Regula fired up a trifecta in a hurry.
Probably not the shot that they wanted on their first possession.
Pitch and catch for Fort Laramie. Head of the key. Ball has not penetrated the arc. Caleb Maurer fires a long ball. 27-footer short off the ring. Long board down to Camden Reese for Jackson Center. A shot apiece in the first 1:10. Here's Carson Regula. Left open. Out of the elbow. Foul line extended. 21-footer. He drills it. Regula two shots, 1-for-2, 3-0 Jackson Center. Any one of these fine six perimeter jump shooters could be X factors in this game tonight. Dribbling into the lane, Ty Ruhenkamp. Fall away, short for Fort Laramie. Camden Reese storms down the floor for Jackson Center. Goes to Fark, right back to Camden. Ball thrown opposite corner. Jackson Center whips it high left to Mullenauer. He hoists up a high arching triple off the iron, no good. Rebound batted up in the air, tracked down by Ruhenkamp of Fort Laramie. 3-0 Jackson Center. We played 2 minutes. Here's Aiden Werman picked up by Mullenauer. Interestingly, Jackson Center has been shooting quickly. Breaking down the lane wide open, Caleb Maurer all the way to the rack for a deuce, and he's fouled.
Good move by Maurer, but boy, what a silly foul that time.
Yep.
Just stuck a hand in and just kind of raked him on the opposite arm as he was going in for the layup.
Yep, there was no chance for that swipe from Jackson Center to prevent the two-point basket from Caleb Maurer, who lifts the rim on the free throw. It's 3-2, Jackson Center by one. Well-designed play by Fort Laramie, that last sequence enabling Caleb Maurer to turn the corner thanks to an Isaac Raderman screen. Jackson Center whips the ball around the top of the circle. 5:38 to go first quarter. 3-2 Tigers. Here's Camden Reese straight on the bounce, still dribbles. Logan Adaman guarding Reese. Ball is given up right flank to Mullenauer. He carves out space in the lane. Knife to the rim. Off balance. Lays it up around Werman. It hangs on the iron. Comes off. The board to Ruhenkamp. Up to Caleb Maurer. Deep left corner, Logan Einerman. Out back to Maurer. 5:09 to go first quarter. 3-2, Jackson Center. Right wing Werman. Pitch and catch with Ruhenkamp straight away. Mullenauer on tie. Veering to the right. It's Caleb Maurer back to Ruhenkamp. Right corner, goes short corner, doesn't shoot from 15.
Ooh, travel.
Fires on the arc to Logan Adaman, fakes right, goes left. Whoops, he picked up the pivot foot. 4:49 to go in the first quarter. 3-2, Jackson Center.
You don't mind seeing Eilerman being that aggressive offensively. Just got to keep that pivot foot down.
Midcourt Camden Reese for Jackson Center. He's a multi-purpose player. Very good defensively. Brings it down the floor. Will post up. Ball dealt by Camden Reese to Jace Mullenauer. Meets resistance as he tried to slash toward the key, and he traveled. Early game jitters.
Yeah, that's what we're seeing early, but it's going to settle down. It's going to turn into a basketball game.
4.5 to go, first quarter. Werman, top of the key, hits Caleb Maurer. Maurer glides down the lane. Off balance, running banker, short, no good. Rebound, Jackson Center. Good defense by the Tigers as Maurer released the shot near the rim. 25 feet away, Kellen Reichert for Jackson Center. Far right wing, it goes to Camden Reese. On top to Reichert. Reichert on the bounce. Picked up by Ethan Kaiser, who's checked in now for Fort Loramie. Ethan on the floor, 5'10 junior, averaging 11 points a game the last seven Fort Loramie contests. Here's Regula, here's Reese, pitch and catch, Jackson Center on the arc. 3:50 left to go here in the first quarter. As I suspected, it's going to be pretty low scoring. Camden Reese left unguarded. He throws up a line drive, three straight away, off the back brace, no good. Rebound, Ethan Kaiser, storms down the floor. Kaiser to the rack, got it for two. Ethan Kaiser would not be denied. He dribbled the last 60 feet.
What an addition he has been for Fort Loramie now that he's back and healthy.
4-3, Fort Loramie leads. 3:21 to go, first quarter. Each possession now being prized by both teams. Probably 45 points wins it. Nolan Fark, top of the circle. Jackson Center could only score in the 50s in the two games combined against Fort Loramie in the season. Still dribbling is Reese, 30 feet away. Starts to drive on Logan Adaman, picks up the dribble, deals to Regula between the circles. 2:52 to go, first quarter. Coming out to catch is Fark, hand off to Camden Reese. They try to post up Regula down inside. Logan Adaman will have none of it. Here's Fark giving left corner to Mullenauer. Mullenauer bullies his way along the baseline, comes up strong, muscles one to the rim, 4 feet away, had it blocked, was also fouled on his shoulder. He got creamed pretty hard. He's awarded 2 free ones.
I think Eilerman got the block, but Ruhenkamp got him from behind.
Swish on the free throw by Mullenauer. We're tied at 4 with 2:37 left in the first. Carson Regula gets a respite for Jackson Center, which checks in with Bryson Roberts, a 5'11 junior. It's Ruhenkamp, it's Werman, it's Ratterman, it's Kaiser, it's Maurer out there for Fort Loramie. Second free throw, Mullenauer for the lead. Got it again. 5-4, Jackson Center. 2.5 to play, opening period. Werman walks it up over the Pickwa Indians logo here at Garbery Gym. Fakes left, goes right. Reichert shuts him off. Now Caleb Maurer. Far left wing, Ty Ruhenkamp, Mullenauer on him. Good hedge out high. Ruhenkamp sets and shoots a bomb. No good off the flange. Long rebound, Isaac Ratterman. Fort Loramie resets. 2:13 to go, first quarter. Jackson Center 5, Fort Loramie 4. Here's Werman at midcourt. Head coach Corey Britton barks out of play. Defensive alignment set by Scott Elkert, head coach of the Tigers. Here's Ruin again. Far left side to Werman. He's 30 feet away. High right to Ratterman. Minute 55 to go first quarter. Now Ethan Kaiser. Kaiser picked up by Roberts. Straight away to Caleb Maurer. Maurer dribbling. High right, Ratterman picked up by Camden Reese. Hand off to Werman. Pick and roll. No dice. Now it goes short corner to Isaac. Baseline right. Powers against Fark. Might have gotten away with a walk. Is it blocked by Fark? Is it a travel or a foul?
They called the foul. That was a travel.
Whistle against Jackson Center. Two-shot foul for Ratterman, who did get away with steps. First of two free wins. Isaac Ratterman on the way, and it's off to the right. 5-4 Jackson Center, 1:34 to go, first quarter. Second shot for Isaac. 1, 2, 3 bounces. Eyes the goal. Fires it. And pops it home. Tied up at 5. 90 seconds to go, first period.
About what we expected, really. And this is a Jackson Center pace.
Camden Reese running the show at midcourt. Camden feeds. Elbow on the right. Fark picked up by Werman. They try to go down inside to Kellen Reichert. Ball stabbed away momentarily. Holscher in now for Fort Loramie. He is guarding Kellen Reichert. Holscher on the court now for the Redskins. Straight away with the ball, Reichert. Holscher tightly on him, the 6'1 junior. Ryan Holscher now switches off on Camden Reese. We're down to 50 seconds to go in the first period. Game tied at 5. Premium possessions. It's going to be a squeaker right down to the last possession or two. Here's Jace Mullenauer. 30 feet away on the left. Goes to Reichert. Deep corner. Now Camden Reese. Hand off to Nolan Fark. 35 seconds to go. First quarter. Now Fark holds it. Caleb Maurer comes out to guard. 5-second count was on. Now it's off as Camden Reese holds with his heels on the Piqua Indians logo at midcourt. 18, 17, 16 seconds to go. Camden Reese gets communication from his bench. He shouts out a play. 8, 7, 6. Camden starts. Elbow on the right. Ratterman with a shove.
Yeah, that's not a real good matchup for Loramie. Reese has, I think, a little too much quickness for Ratterman. Now, Ratterman's going to hold his own inside, but I don't know if he can guard him on the perimeter like that.
Camden Reese is mobile at 6'3". 5 seconds to go. Common foul. Jackson Center's Roberts inbounds to Reese. Reese throws to the post to Regula. Stolen by Ethan Kaiser. Kaiser at midcourt. His buzzer shot. No good. It grazed the rim. Good theft on the play by Ethan Kaiser. It gave Fort Loramie an opportunity to end the first quarter with a long one, but it didn't go in. We played a period. Jackson Center 5, Fort Loramie 5 on scoresbroadcast.com.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a 1 square mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in 6 states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tip City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tip City, and many other locations in 6 states.
A wild start to the second quarter. Steal by Regula of Jackson Center. He bolts the other way and missed the gimme around the rim. Long rebound popped out to Jackson Center, which controls the ball again. 7:30 left in the second quarter. 5-5 tie. low in the right, Regula's got a five-footer over the top of Ruinkamp. A little heavy. It bounced off the board. The rim, no good. Regula missed a couple chippies in a row. Fort Loramie got the rebound. Nerves are being experienced, no doubt about it.
Yeah, I can't believe he missed the first one. The second one was almost as easy.
A 5-5 deadlock. We played a minute, second quarter. High right, Ruinkamp for Fort Loramie. Goes right corner to Kaiser. Back to Ruinkamp. Straight away to Warman. Caleb Maurer not starting the second quarter. He now checks in at the scorer's table. Here's Ryan Holscher. Weaves to Ruinkamp. Ruinkamp checked by Regula. On the weave, Warman tries to turn the corner. Can't do it. Feeds on top to Eilerman. Fort Loramie trying to spring somebody back door. Here's Ruinkamp entering the lane. He's bottled up. Fades and shoots a 15-footer. It's in and out. No good. Rebound Jackson Center. Still tied at five. Regula, forecourt left. Long three ball. Way short. Barely caught the rim. Long rebound ricochets right back to the Tigers, who restart the attack.
Well, they need Regula. He needs to calm down and get some confidence right now.
He's a little amped up too much. Here's Camden Reese, 30 feet away. Regula posts up in the middle. It's stabbed away from behind by Warman. He's called for a hooking foul. 6:07 to go, second quarter, game tied at five. Jackson Center possession, common foul below the rim to the left. Ball will be thrown in here by Hartle for Jackson Center. He's got the ball below the rim. Checking in off the bench, 5'10 sophomore. Camden Reese runs the point, Ratterman on him. Now Reese goes down inside, hands the ball off to Fark, in so doing, goes to Mullenauer, far side of the floor. All of this activity taking place a good 25 feet from the rim. Long lob down inside to Camden Reese. Hits the cutter down the lane. It's Mullenauer. Left-handed reverse layup. Hangs on the rim. No good. No good. It came off. Rebound Fort Loramie. Foul Tigers. Each team missing some close-in shots. And Ty Ruinkamp has got a little trickle of blood from the nostril.
Yep.
Game's been physical. Fouls have been hard.
Yeah, they're going to take a little bit of time to clean this up.
I'd like to remind you that our radio station sponsors on WMVR, 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney, are Sydney Tire, Reese Insurance in Sydney, Sydney Chiropractic, Emerson Wagner Realty in Sydney, TC Sporting Goods in Sydney, Realty 2000 in Sydney, and Troy Sydney Pickwa Body Car Star. I'd like to let you know that our newest underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com include Precision Strip, located in Minster, Kenton, Tip City, Middletown, Perrysburg, and cities in six other states. You just heard from Precision Strip at the end of the first quarter. Airstream Inc. in Jackson Center, also new. Knox Machinery, located in Franklin, with ties to Fort Loramie. And soon to be on, in a matter of a few games, Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Also a big thank you to the Family Resource Center based in Findlay, an office in Sydney, frcohio.com. Victorious Health and Wellness in Anna. Receive online care at victorishealth.com. You are treated individually with functional medicine. Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home in Sydney. Serving families with dignity and respect. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. We help you buy, sell, build, and develop real estate. And the cell phone shop, Harshman Plaza, Harshman Road, an extension of South Needmore, North Dayton. Call 937-567-0878. Mention scoresbroadcast.com and receive 15% off. Wow. Fadeaway jump shot by Aiden Warman. A 16-footer is no good, but a great offensive rebound stick back by Isaac Ratterman.
My goodness, he is so strong.
Jackson center bench wanted a foul.
There
Ratterman,
was not.
They wanted over the shoulder, and Isaac, don't think there was.
I had a good look at it.
It looked clean. 7-5, Fort Loramie. Far left wing, it's Fark for Jackson center. Out high to Camden Reese. Camden on the bounce, now goes to Carson Regula. Regula, left flank to Hartle, looks for a cutter. Camden Reese, knife through the lane. Hartle can't get it to him. Regula, top of the circle, peers down inside, scans the defense of Fort Loramie. coming out to be dealt the ball is Reese for Jackson Center. 25 feet away, 4.5 to go, second quarter, 7-5 Fort Loramie. Here's Camden Reese, shake and bake down the lane. Little running hook shot up in the air over Eilerman. It is no good, but a foul. He had no chance to make it, but he slyly drew the two-shot foul.
Once he felt contact, he just flipped the ball up over his head towards the rim.
Chuck, hearkening back to what you said earlier, I think Jackson Center is trying to employ Camden Reese out away from the basket, thinking that maybe, as you suggested, he might be a quarter of a step quicker to the rim from there than either Ratterman or Eilerman.
Yeah, he is. And that time, now they're last time down, they put Maurer out there on him.
First free throw by Camden Reese was good. Second shot is also pure. It's perfect. 7-7 tie. 4:19 to go here in the first quarter, first half of play, I should say. 7-7. Yes, you heard me right. Second quarter of action. Top of the circle, Caleb Maurer for Fort Loramie. Flips it back to Ty Ruenkamp. He's picked up by Mullenauer. Ty to the foul line. Ty down the lane. Running one-hander is good. In the NBA or the college game, Chuck, that field goal counts. It's wiped out here. A foul on the drive.
The bump happened on the drive. If he would have counted it, I wouldn't have argued. If not counting it, I'm still not going to argue.
Right. It was a 50-50 yep. call. Official was on it. Sold it. We play on. 7-7 tie. Four team fouls each way. Ball bounced in wide open. Ty Ruenkamp peeled off a screen. Got the beautiful bounce pass from out of bounds, laid it in. Who is the playmaker, Chuck?
Maurer. And I'll tell you what, he did a good job of waiting for that to develop.
Yep. Great assist by Caleb Maurer from out of bounds to Ty Ruenkamp. And Fort Loramie is up 2. 9-7. 3.5 to go. Second quarter. Deep in the right corner, regular for Jackson Center. Looks down inside, can't find anybody on top to Nolan Fark. He surveys, pulls up, elbow in the left, 16-footer way short, rebound Hartle, blocked out of bounds by Ruenkamp.
Well, the first one was partially blocked, the second one was hammered out of bounds.
9-7 Fort Loramie, 3:24 to go, second quarter. Inbounding Hartle, baseline left. Fires, head of the key to Regula. Now to Fark. He sets and shoots a 27-footer way off to the right and short. Another long rebound. Jackson Center. Camden Reese's three. Bingo! Bingo! Camden Reese was unguarded. Unorthodox delivery. Line drive shot. He was wide open. He made Fort Loramie pay.
Well, they gave him three attempts. They're going to make one out of three.
Right. Here's Ty Ruenkamp. Puts his head down. Pulls up at the foul line. Swish! Swish! Ty Ruenkamp, a jumper. 11-10 Fort Loramie. 2:48 to go. Second quarter of play. Reese at midcourt. Picked up by Eilerman. Goes to Hartle on a weave. Hartle comes back to the near side. Hand off to Regula. Regula between the Indians logo and the top of the circle. Regula on the bounce. Here is Ratterman guarding Hartle. Here's Regula stepping back, shooting the three. He's got it.
Those other ones were too short, I guess.
13-11, Jackson Center. 2:16 to go, second quarter. Aiden Werman, 25 feet away. High right to Ratterman. Outside the arc, it's Caleb Maurer. Nearly fumbled it out of bounds. He guns a three ball. Oh, it lipped the rim in and out. Appeared to be dead center. Got down below the iron and snapped away. Jackson Center produced the rebound. Tigers up 2. 1:54 to go, second quarter. Here's Regula, guarded by Eilerman, 30 feet out. Now Hartle on the weave. Hand off to Camden Reese. Wants to explode down the middle. Can't do it. Feeds it back to Regula. He launches. Got it again. Carson Regula. He's jacked up. He hurled in two triples back to back. Jackson Center opens up a 5-point spread. Late second quarter. Timeout Redskins on scores broadcast.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom and Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Well, it took Carson Regula six or seven shots, Chuck, to warm up. He scanned two straight triples.
Yep, three for the game. He's got nine.
What a start for Carson. Outside the arc on the left, it's Raderman for Fort Loramie. Tries to drive through traffic. It's a pickpocket. The Jackson Center looked like a clean steal. Tigers were off and running the other way. The referee said not so fast. He's got a foul. Reach in against the Tigers.
I couldn't see.
Ball being inbounded by Fort Loramie, and it is deflected by Regula into the hands of Reese. To Regula, driving, scoring! Transition basket, Jackson Center after the steal. 7-point lead, Tigers. Ethan Kaiser in the right corner, coming out to catch Caleb Maurer. Now Ty Ruhenkamp. Ruhenkamp, head of the key. 1 minute to go, first half. 7-point lead, Jackson Center. Deep left wing. Here's a long jump shot. Ethan Kaiser jettisons it toward the rim. Off the back frame. Rebound Jackson Center. Kaiser was almost out of bounds. He was available. Had the right trajectory. Just a bit too much oomph on it. Tigers yank down the board and up seven with 30 ticks to go. Second quarter. Jackson Center will manage the clock. Tell you what, Chuck, 7-point lead in this game in the middle of the third quarter is big.
Well, that was a nice run by Jackson. They just got fire, hit a few shots in a row. Now Loramie's got to have a run like that to match it.
Redskins have to buckle down here on defense. 9 to play, second quarter. Dribble drive by Riker. Bad pass. Raderman steals. Isaac Raderman down the floor. Missed the gimme with a second to go. And that's how the half ends. Isaac Raderman made a beautiful swipe, intercepted the pass, bolted the other way 70 feet, had the clock beaten, laid it up with a full second and a half to go, and overshot it.
Yep. That's exactly what he did. He thought it too much, just thought too much.
Yep. He had generated so much energy and momentum streaking down the floor. He just did not lay it up softly enough, and that's how the first half closes. Good streak by Jackson Center, which leads it 18-11 after two quarters of play. Fort Loramie led 11-10, 8 straight points for the Tigers to finish out the first half. We'll have a 2-minute radio station break upcoming here in a matter of seconds. Serving the Upper Miami Valley since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation, second to none. For many years now, Barker has been one of the most valued agencies in the area. Barker Insurance will customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. Representing companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others, stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, 1 mile north of I-75. Number one, Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Halftime, 18-11, Jackson Center over Fort Loramie. 2-minute radio station break on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Lisa Marino from Victorious Health and Wellness in Anna. I know you're tired of feeling sluggish, bloated, in pain, and just not yourself. Let us help you get down to the bottom of what is truly going on in your body with functional medicine at Victorious Health. Functional medicine is the ultimate approach to addressing those stubborn gut issues, weight gain, and chronic pain. It's time to stop guessing what your body needs. Thanks to cutting-edge testing and highly personalized care, You'll leave Victor's Health feeling confident in your specific functional medicine plan. Get started now with your free toxicity score at victorshealth.com/radio. That's victoresshealth.com/radio. Or give us a call at 937-232-5237.
That's Victorious Health and Wellness in Anna.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambow Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six west central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, Bambauer, fertilizer.com.
This is Scores, broadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Your radio on the phone for high school sports. And you are tuned via a simulcast on WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney, serving all of West Central Ohio. To restate what I said earlier, the winner of this game tonight between Fort Loramie and Jackson Center advances to the University of Dayton Division IV Boys District next Tuesday. I believe it's a 9 o'clock game slot against more than likely Springfield Catholic.
Yeah, that's a school night. So,
and the winner of tomorrow night's game between Botkins and Rushi, lower bracket sectional championship here at Piqua, comes back next Tuesday at 7. That opponent's been determined. It's Ripley Union Lewis from down on the Ohio River. That would be the opponent for Botkins or Rushi next Tuesday. Whoever wins tomorrow night's game between the Trojans and the Raiders. We've got 1, 2, 3, 4 games between now and tomorrow evening. Count them. Tomorrow, 12:30, we're on the air from Troy. Rushi, Cincinnati Country Day, Girls District Championship, followed by Fort Loramie and Bradford. And then tomorrow evening, airtime, 6:30, Botkins, Rushi, lower bracket, Piqua Boys Sectional Championship. Jackson Center up by 7 here, Chuck, with a great surge at the end of the second quarter of play. Our halftime sponsored by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. Your amazing glass connection, AAG Inc., the industry's clear choice, Chuck.
Well, Jackson has an 11-8 rebounding advantage, 4-2 on the offensive boards. Three of those came on one possession where the third one kicked out for a three that kind of jump-started Jackson's offense.
That was the one Camden Reese made.
Yes, and that got them on a roll there at the end of the half. Three turnovers apiece, 4-for-4 from the free throw line for the Tigers. Loramie, one of three individual scoring. Not much for Loramie. They got 4 from Ruinkamp, 3 from Ratterman, and then 2 each from Kaiser and Maurer. They scored 5 and 6, 11 points at the half. Jackson, on the other hand, regular, who had a cold start to the game, ended up with 11. They got 5 out of Camden Reese, who was playing the point and doing a nice job, and 2 points from Jace Mullenauer. They scored 5 and 13, and they lead it 18-11 at the half.
Once again, in the regular season, Fort Loramie beat Jackson Center twice, 39-36 at Jackson Center back on December 3rd, and then 45-21 on January 14th at Fort Loramie. So far here tonight, thanks to that spurt late in the second quarter, Jackson Center is turning the tables, leading Fort Loramie 18-11. That's our halftime report, Chuck, brought to you by AAG Inc. in Fort Loramie. your amazing glass connection. It's the industry's clear choice. 18-11 Tigers over the Redskins on scoresbroadcast.com.
The new $35 million FC Cincinnati soccer facility is spectacular, and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie played a major role in its futuristic look, said Mike Spencer, AAG Field Superintendent.
AAG, by completing such a state-of-the-art project, is leading the way in raising the bar of excellence for FC Cincinnati and other soccer clubs to follow.
Well, I'm a big soccer fan.
Okay.
And kudos to FC. This new soccer complex is beautiful.
Well, you're looking at a project completed by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Well, kudos to them, too. Their glasswork is amazing. It's gorgeous.
At the new FC soccer training facility, AAG installed over 14,000 square foot of exterior aluminum framing and glass.
And AAG completed a lot of interior glass work too, Mike.
Yeah, we completed more than 10,000 square foot of interior glazing, including mirrors, custom glass, and aluminum office frames.
And in 2019, AAG renovated the B deck at Ohio Stadium, the home of the Buckeyes.
AAG turned the creative dreams of Ohio State and FC Cincinnati into reality.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Their glasswork is amazing.
AAGInc.com.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
With great support from Local Equipment in Jackson Center, scoresbroadcast.com launched in 2006. Local manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Local, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Local proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. scoresbroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago, thanks to Local Equipment in Jackson Center.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee back in Garbery Gym on the campus of Pickle High School. A nice string of points, in fact, eight in a row, but Jackson Center to conclude the second quarter. They have lifted the Tigers to an 18-11 bulge, and it's Jackson Center possession starting the second half. Boy, Fort Loramie needs a stop here. Here's a drive into the lane by Jace Mullenauer. Mullenauer's tripped up as he shovels it toward the rim from down around his ankles.
Halftime couldn't have come at a better time for Loramie than it did. They can't let Jackson continue the run here in the third quarter.
Couple storylines, Chuck, for the second half of this game. Carson Regula needs to continue what he's doing. Caleb Maurer needs to be more effective
for
Fort Loramie.
He only had two. I mean, Bruenkamp had four. Logan Eilerman, who's been shooting the heck out of it, had scored. Now they need to really turn it on.
First free throw by Mullenauer, who was fouled in the act of shooting, is no good. His second shot is right through. 19-11, Jackson Center's biggest lead, 8. Fort Loramie dumps it down in the post. Caleb Maurer going to work, back to the basket. Foul over guarding Nolan Fark. Interesting strategy deployed by the Redskins on that possession.
I like Maurer catching the ball down on the block. He's an athletic kid.
Yep. Trying to get him started. Ball thrown from out of bounds to Isaac Ratterman, cutting toward the rim. He banked it in off the window and a foul. Beautiful out-of-bounds play. Redskins have worked a couple of those to perfection already.
Right, and that was just the opposite. They had, the first time it was screen to screener. That time they let him come off the screen, and Ratterman was wide open.
I'm glad you see all of that.
That's all that years. It's taken me 10 years watching basketball to not critique it now when I watch it because I'm not coaching anymore.
Isaac Ratterman, a chance for a three-point play. It is in and out. It rattled some more. Might have tickled the twine a little bit and popped away. No good. But he did get the field goal, and it's 19-13. Jackson Center by six, 7:24 to go here in the third quarter. Here's a sloppy pass to Camden Reese toward the post. It's intercepted. Knocked away by Ratterman to Maurer. Straightaway Ruhlenkamp. Long three. Air ball out of bounds.
Didn't get his feet underneath him. He had a wide open shot. It was about 4 feet behind the arc, but still, that's his range. He can make that.
Nerve still being experienced on some of these long range shots, and there have been some point blankers messed up. Here is Fort Loramie, three-quarter court pressure. Farkin backcourt to Reese, picked up by Worman. Nearly walked, fed it ahead to Reichert. Reichert darts down the lane, beat the press, laid it up and in. Attack by Jackson Center against pressure from Fort Loramie, and it worked. 21-13 lead, Tigers, 6:45 to go, third quarter. Here's Aiden Worman, picked up head of the key. Worman on the bounce. Bryson Roberts guards him. Far right wing, Ruhlenkamp. Ruhlenkamp back to the left to Ratterman. Left corner, Caleb Maurer. Fark on him. Now the switch. Here's Roberts. Maurer takes him into the lane. Leans in for the jump shot. Whacked on the arm. Two free throws for Caleb. 6:23 to go, third quarter.
Yeah, absolutely. Great job by Maurer drawing the foul that time. Again, didn't really have a chance to make the shot. Felt the contact, threw it up towards the rim.
Two free throws for Caleb. The first is right through dead center. 21-14, Jackson Center ahead by seven. Second shot, Caleb Maurer. Wears 11 on his back. Up and through again. 21-15, Jackson Center leading, 6:18 to go, third quarter of play. Midcourt, Camden Reese for the Tigers on the bounce. Signals a play, hand on the top of the head. Logan Otterman guards him. A weave to Reichert, Jackson Center switches. Now a weave, 30 feet out to Regula. Here's Camden Reese. Start to drive. Ooh, sloppy pass. Almost picked off by Fort Loramie. Jackson Center got it back. Regula at the elbow. Tied up momentarily. Looped it out back to Camden Reese. Now to Fark.
Loramie has really picked up the defensive pressure now.
Here's Caleb Maurer switching off onto Camden Reese. Ball bounced back to Fark. 5:44 to go, third quarter. Three team fouls in Jackson Center, one in Fort Loramie. Regula shaking, bake into the lane. Throws right corner to Roberts. And Roberts connects on a three ball. That's a huge bucket when Bryson Roberts comes in off the bench, the sixth or seventh man, and he drains a triple for head coach Scott Elkert. That's a big boost.
Yeah, that was a pretty jump shot right there.
It was. All net. Didn't touch the iron. 9-point lead, Jackson Center's biggest, 24-15. Here's Ratterman. Here's Ruhlenkamp, deep left corner for Fort Loramie. Out high to Caleb Maurer. He's pinched at the foul line. Fades and shoots a 15-footer. Got it.
It's got to be Caleb Maurer time for Fort Loramie if they're going to win the game.
Caleb Maurer scores 24-17. Jackson Center by seven. Fark on the weave to Reichert. Reichert out back to Camden Reese. Reese straight away. Now Regula. Here's Reichert. 4:38 to go, third quarter. Camden Reese has a little lane, drives down the paint, around Isaac Ratterman, up with the left hand, and in.
Boy, when they turn the corner against you like that, you're in trouble.
26-17 in favor of Jackson Center. Logan Ratterman, baseline left. Here's a fadeaway 10-footer, way too hard, no good. Long rebound in the corner, Isaac Ratterman. Here's a Caleb Maurer three out of the corner, short. Rebound Jackson Center, which is up nine with 4:12 to go, third quarter of play.
I'm going to give credit to the Tigers' defense. This doesn't look like the same Jackson Center team or Fort Laramie team that we saw Tuesday night.
Nope, it doesn't. Jackson Center's defenders have tied a noose around Fort Laramie's offense. Redskins not moving freely, not getting good looks, forcing shots. Here's Ty Ruhenkamp on a foul as Kellen Riker for Jackson Center navigated the paint area and flipped one up on the run. Had no chance to make it, but drew a two-shot foul, and he extends the lead to 10. 27-17.
Kelly Bauer just walked over telling the coaching staff, we need to press.
Yep.
So we'll see what they do.
3:54 to go, third quarter. Second free throw by Kellen Reichert is in and out again. Fort Laramie's got the board. Timeout Redskins, 3:46 left, third quarter. Jackson Center up 10. We'll hear from the cell phone shop. Harshman Plaza, North Dayton on scoresbroadcast.com.
Got a mobile phone glitch? We're the fix. The cell phone shop in North Dayton at 2041 Harshman. Off I-75, take Needmore Road Southeast and you'll extend right into Harshman Road. Mention Scores Broadcast and get 15% off. At the cell phone shop on Harshman in North Dayton, we fix phones, tablets, PCs, game consoles, MacBooks, laptops, and more. We'll fix your phone while you wait. Broken glass. Glass, charging port, digitizer, camera, speaker, unlock service, and even water damage. The most prompt and reliable cell phone repair in Western Ohio. The cell phone shop. Needmore to 2041 Harshman in North Dayton. Diagnostics are free. No fix, no pay. Mention Scores Broadcast and get 15% off at the cell phone shop in North Dayton. 937-567-0878. 567-0878. Any make any brand. If we can't fix it, no one can. CellPhoneShopDayton.com.
Do not forget Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center, 101 East Pike and Jackson Center. They do it all and very well, too. A full line of prescriptions and over-the-counters, medications packaged by day and time, walk-in vaccines from 2 to 5, Monday to Friday, and a test for the virus results in a day or two. Open 10 to 6, Monday to Friday, closed 1 to 2, open 10 to 1 on Saturday. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center, 937-596-8100. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness in Jackson Center. In-store shopping, curbside pickup, doing everything well to keep you well at Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness. Big 3 minute plus stretch into the third quarter. Fort Laramie trailing by 10. Ethan Kaiser's got the ball in the arc for the Redskins. High right to Radiman. On a weave to Aiden Werman, nearly walk. Fed it baseline right to Radiman.
Nice.
Hits a cutter. Kaiser down the lane. Beautiful play. Well done. Layup good by Kaiser. 27-19. Jackson Center up by 8. 3:20 left in the third quarter. On the arc, it's Riker for Jackson Center. Hand off to Carson Regula. Regula flips it 25 feet away to Camden Reese. Ratterman on Reese. Reichert thinks about driving, doesn't do it, flips it to Regula. Jackson Center opens up the middle of the floor. Regula drives, flips it on the arc. Now Regula posts up inside. Here's Roberts in the right corner. Deflected pass. Regula gets it back. Throws to Roberts. Roberts shoots the three. Whistle blew before Regula gave it up. He used a forearm to clear out. Offensive foul.
I was right in front of the official, right in front of Scott Elkert, who is not yelling at the official. He's yelling at Carson.
Right. Fort Laramie a chance to trim it to 5 or 6 right here. Key possession. Here's Caleb Maurer. High dribble. High right to Ratterman. Weave to Werman. Right back to Ratterman. Poked away from behind. Tentative pass. Stolen by Jackson Center. Good defense by the Tigers. A little bit of an overplay. And they shook the ball loose. Here's Ruhenkamp all over Reichert. 30 feet from the rim. Hovered on his back. Picked up a foul. Team's third. 4 on Jackson Center. 2:22 to go here in the third quarter. Jackson Center 27, Fort Laramie 19 as Logan Eilerman and Ryan Holscher come in for Ruin Camp and Ratterman.
Oh, that's three on Ty. He's got to sit down for at least probably the rest of the quarter.
That was personal foul number three?
Number three.
Oh,
yep.
Boy, that hurts. Camden Reese, midcourt for the Tigers. We got a great one here for you tomorrow night. Votkins tries to beat Rushi a third time. Rushi Raiders playing very good basketball. Poured in 72 points against Newton last night. 2 minutes to go in the third. Regula's got a little crease. Drives right of the lane. Forces one. Little body foul. Fort Loramie. Two free throws for Regula in the act of shooting. I tell you what, Chuck, the game, if it's a tight one, can be won or lost on whether or not the official sees a foul on the drive or just as you lift off the ground to shoot.
Well, I think the officials in a game that's this tightly contested are doing a great job.
Carson Regula makes the foul shot. He's got another one, 28-19, Jackson Center, 2:01 to go in the third. That was ruled a two-shot foul. Not common. Second free throw, Carson, is good. How many points for him? Double digits, 13. There you go. Carson Regula has led the way for the Tigers. He's already at his per-game average, 29-19. Fort Loramie down 10, minute 58 to go, third quarter. Worman to midcourt. Throws right flank to Caleb Maurer. Maurer dribble drive into the paint. All the way to the rim. Easy does it. Left hand. Got it. Boy, the seas parted. They opened up. Caleb Maurer did the rest. Here's Camden Reese down the floor for Jackson Center. He lost the ball. He lost the ball. Fort Loramie's got it. Deflection. Restolen by Hartle of the Tigers. Up ahead to Roberts. A minute 26 to go in the third quarter. The clubs exchange turnovers. Scattered floor. Fort Loramie seemingly had an advantage there. Maybe 4-on-3. But a good deflection by the Tigers and a takeaway by Hartle.
Yeah, good defense on both ends.
Down to a minute 4 to go, third quarter. Jackson Center up 8, 29-21. It was 18-11 at halftime. So it's been an 11-10 third quarter in favor of the Tigers. Here's Camden Reese, 30 feet away. He's got a little bit of an avenue. There he goes. One-on-one against Logan Eilerman. Tigers block everybody else away from the action. And guess what? Camden Reese drives hard to the rim, gets a step on his defender, and attracts another two-shot foul. Boy, that's been an objective of Jackson Center's offense. Open up the lane area, get the middle of the floor widened, and take advantage. The free throw by Camden Reese curls out. No good. 29-21. 8-point lead in favor of Jackson Center. Second free throw by Camden Reese. High in the air. Swish. 30-21. Tigers up 9. Now you noted earlier, Chuck, Camden Reese, when he gets the ball out high, he wants to barrel down the middle.
Hard to stop, and they're telling him, don't let him get ahead of steam. That's easier said than done.
Long three ball, Aiden Worman missed it, heavy, no good. Weak side rebound, Fart. 30 seconds to go, third quarter. Big miss there by the Redskins. Tigers now with an opportunity to go up 11 or 12 at the end of three. That'll be tough for Fort Loramie to overcome in the last 8 minutes. Camden Reese, top of the circle. 13, 12, 11. Here's Reichert. Carson Regula getting a big-time respite into the third quarter. He'll come out strong in the fourth. Here's Camden Reese on a drive. Goes into the lane. Feeds Reichert down low. It's stripped. He gets it back. By the walk. Lays it up again. Hacking foul. Fort Loramie.
It was a travel. They're yelling the same thing from the bench. He did shuffle his feet.
Yep, he sure did. Should have been a violation on the Tigers. Instead, Jackson Center gets yet another two-shot foul. And Kellen Reichert makes it. Jackson Center hitting free throws with regularity. 31-21, 2 seconds to go, third quarter. Both shots are good by Reichert. Fort Loramie inbounds. Here's Caleb Maurer. Long, long 70-footer. Short, no good. We start the fourth quarter in a moment. 11-point advantage. Jackson Center, 32-21. On Scores, broadcast.com.
Need a convenient means of traveling a few blocks around town on a street-legal golf cart? How about in the campgrounds or on your own property? Brunson Welding and Golf Carts has the perfect golf cart for you. Many colors and styles, gas and battery-powered, street-legal carts and maintenance carts for your business. Reconditioned inside and out, like brand new. Or if you need parts or want your current cart serviced, let Brunson know. A few thousand people in West Central Ohio own a street-legal golf cart from Brunson Welding and Golf Carts. See the big selection of convenient carts at 13377 State Route 29 Anna in beautiful downtown McCartyville. Check out the golf carts on Facebook too. Call 937-726-3971. Brunson Welding and Custom Golf Carts. We make it even more convenient by delivering right to your doorstep a customized street legal golf cart from Brunson.
Here we go, the final 8 minutes from Pickwa's Garbery Gym on the campus of Pickwa High School. Jackson Center leads it by 11. 32-21, final 8 minutes. Jackson Center, the last two quarters, Chuck spreading the floor and getting to the basket too easily right down through the paint.
Well, they scored 13 and 14 after having a five-point first quarter.
Here is Fort Laramie maneuvering in the right corner. Ball thrown outside the arc to Ty Ruhenkamp. He's got his nose plugged up. It was bloodied earlier in the game. Here's Caleb Maurer against Camden Reese. Caleb Maurer at the elbow on the left. Tries to shoot over the taller rebound. Camden. Can't do it. No good. Weak side rebound. Laid up and in, though, by Isaac Ratterman.
My goodness, is he strong.
Camden Reese, nice job face guarding Maurer. Good offensive stick back by Ratterman. 32-23. Jackson Center up 9. Did you notice that defensive switch by Jackson Center last time down? Reese on Maurer.
Yep.
Here's Chase Mullenauer exploding to the rim, right down the paint, driving left-hand layup is a beauty.
That's Mullenauer's first basket. He's got some free throws, first goal.
Tigers carving up the middle of the floor, leading by 11, 34-23. Maurer to Ratterman. Ratterman left open, drives, low in the block, left side, a banker's good. Isaac Ratterman having a game.
Taking it over. I think a good no call on the blocker charge.
Oh, yeah, that was a flop in the Jackson Center. Very good no call. 34-25, Jackson Center up 9, 6.5 to go, fourth quarter. Weave out high, Riker to Mullenauer. Mullenauer stopped cold by Kaiser at the foul line. Hand off to Camden Reese. Now to Riker, 30 feet away. Maurer on him. 16 fouls on Fort Laramie. 4 in Jackson Center. Next one on Redskins is on the Redskins is a shot. Steal by Caleb Maurer. Caleb Maurer takes it 50 feet. Driving layup. He's got it. That was a big pilfer job, but Caleb Maurer, Jackson Center inbounds in backcourt. Fort Laramie nearly steals again. It goes out of bounds. Fort Laramie trying to take advantage of a momentum shift. It's down to 7. Caleb Maurer, terrific steal, went the other way for 2 after a Ratterman bucket. And it's 34-27, 6 minutes to play. Tigers up 7 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer, with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors. Neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning at steveandtedservices.com.
Chuck, by way of the OHSAA Southwest District site, Cedarville plays Springfield Catholic tomorrow. So the winner of that game plays the winner of this one on Tuesday, I think in the 9 o'clock match at the UD Arena. And the winner of tomorrow night's game between Bodkins and Rushi tackles Ripley Union Lewis. That opponent has been set. Ripley won last night at Cincinnati Princeton. That was a sectional final. So 7 o'clock in the district Tuesday for tomorrow night's Botkins Rushi winner, and then 9 o'clock Tuesday for tonight's winner between Jackson Center and Fort Loramie. Driving right down the lane goes Mullenauer. Mullenauer's pass deflected. It's loose on the deck. It's volleyballed around. Who's got it? It's rolling away. The black shirt gets it. Here's Fort Loramie. Aiden Warman to Caleb Maurer. Maurer running a little teardrop in front. No good. Stick back. Isaac Ratterman. Yes. Yes. And a foul on Jackson Center. I said it once, I'll say it again. Isaac Ratterman is having a game.
He's got 11, six there in the fourth quarter, and he's got to have at least five offensive rebounds.
Yep. Yep, Scott Elkert, arms folded, looking on. His club's coughed up the ball last three trips down the floor. Ratterman was fouled while he scored. His free throw is way short. That's where Jackson Center's had the edge in this game, charity strike.
Yep. 3 of 7 for Loramie, 11 of 14 for Jack.
There you go. 8-point difference right there. It's a 5-point game. 34-29. Ratterman way off in the foul shot. Jackson Center produced the rebound. Fed it down the floor to Reichert with 5:14 to go in the fourth quarter. The 11-point Jackson Center lead has been shaved to 5. Here's Camden Reese. Adam Rice and Roberts 25 feet away. Aiden Warman on Reichert tightly. For the moment, Carson Regula on the bench, getting a respite. Here's Nolan Fark. Fark 30 feet out. Werman swipes at him. 5 second count. 5 second count. Pass to Reichert. 4:45 to go. Kaiser on Reichert at the Indians logo. Dribbling, Reichert, spin move, top of the circle, almost dragged the pivot foot, fed it down low to the right to Camden Reese, through his legs, out of bounds to Fort Loramie.
Jackson Center, you can see they're tightening up a little bit now that the game's getting closer.
34-29, Jackson Center by only 5 now. Fort Loramie ball. They don't guard Warman, who shoots the 3, no good off the back brace. Jackson Center let Aiden Warman go.
Yeah.
Nobody guarded him from 24 feet. Little strong on the 3-point shot. Jackson Center got the rebound, started up the floor, hooking foul, Caleb Maurer, 1-1, Jackson Center.
I think it's Reese going to go to the line.
Camden Reese has been pretty good there for the Tigers in this contest.
3 of 4.
4 minutes, 14 seconds to go, fourth quarter. Jackson Center, 34. Fort Loramie, 29. A big 1-1. And it is good. Hit the front rim, the backboard, the front rim, the flange, and trickle through. 12 out of 15 for the Tigers at the stripe. That'll win you games every time, 80%. 35-29, Jackson Center. Second free throw, Camden Reese, is pure. All net, 7-point game. Fort Loramie's got to score this trip down. Warman top of the circle. Scattered floor, last trip into the half court. Nobody guarded Warman. Everybody sagged on Ratterman. Here's Caleb Maurer twisting and turning into the lane. Acrobatic shot, left it short, but he was bumped on the elbow. 2 free throws, Caleb Maurer. Team foul 6 on Jackson Center with 4:02 to go in the game, and it's a 7-point contest.
Nice job of Maurer getting in the lane.
Free throw, Caleb Maurer is good. A lot of rim. It stayed home. 36-30. It was 32-21, Jackson Center. Second free throw, Caleb. No, off to the right. Clanged on the iron. Jackson Center out shooting Fort Loramie at the free throw line. Here's Camden Reese in backcourt. Knocked away, but Caleb Maurer is giving it his all. 36-30, Jackson Center.
Tough night to be an official when you're on the same side of the crowd that you made the call against.
Well, you are 50% wrong 100% of the time in this game here tonight between Fort Loramie and Jackson Center.
I think they've been very consistent and done a nice job.
It's a no-win for the referees. Here's the ball thrown baseline right to Regula. Regula beneath the basket. Tries an awkward off-balance shot. No good. Missed it badly. Rebound Ratterman. Down to Warman. 6-point game. Jackson Center leads it 36-30. 3.5 to go, fourth quarter. Carson Regula forced the play at the other end. That was a mistake.
He was hoping for the foul. He didn't get it. He didn't deserve it.
Tell you what, Chuck, Jackson Center has made free throws. They've not had a field goal in a while.
No.
Tyrone Camp's three ball. No good. Hit the backboard. Backboard then rim. Missed it. Not close. Rebound Jackson Center. 3 minutes to go in the game. Foul and backboard against Fort Loramie. Not called. Here's Camden Reese over the timeline. Camden high left. Looks for the back cut. Not available. That's a 5 second count. Oh, timeout. Head coach Scott Elkert at about 4.5 on the 5 second count.
Well, you were talking about baskets. They've got four in the second half.
There you go.
Yeah, but they've made 2, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 free throws. That's the reason they still got the 6-point lead.
Yep, Tigers have driven the ball to the basket, and they've been awarded free throws, and that has been a big difference in this game. So many thanks here on ScoresBroadcast.com to our Fort Loramie game sponsors. We thank them so much with us all year long. Three of them on the air with us for Fort Loramie contests only. Tires, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, M&A Muffler and Tires, Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. We'll tell you all about Tom and Jerry's at the next opportunity. 2:50 left to go in the fourth quarter. It is Jackson Center possession, far side of the court. Reichert inbounds, intercepted by Maurer. Layup, it is good. Did he make it?
No.
No. He was clobbered. He was clobbered. He'll shoot two. Jackson Center's Camden Reese out of nowhere belted Maurer from the backside. Now the Fort Loramie people were saying the shot went in. I was obscured.
It did not go in, but it might have been called goaltending.
Oh,
I'm not sure it was even a foul.
Two free throws. Caleb Maurer way short. And I tell you what, when everybody looks at the box score later tonight, tomorrow morning, if Jackson Center prevails, free throws the difference. That's all there is to it.
Yeah.
Caleb Maurer goes one of two twice. Makes the second. 36-31. Jackson Center has the inbounds pass deflected. And Fort Loramie steals again. Kaiser to Caleb Maurer. 21-footer, short, no good. Rebound, Caleb Maurer in the right corner, and Fort Loramie gets a timeout. Still anybody's game. Jackson Center has become careless with a capital C.
Yeah, they can't handle the pressure, and Caleb Maurer came over and said, we need to press them. They started pressing, and they're back in the basketball game. Good coaching by Caleb Maurer.
It's worked like wonders. Now Fort Loramie's got to make shots.
Yeah.
Jackson Center's got to take care of the ball.
You know, they're struggling. They're trying to go all the way down on the baseline to get it, and they can't get open. You need to move them away, and I'm not telling Scott Elkert anything, because that man that knows how to coach basketball. But I think you pull them away from the end line, put a couple of people at the other end to take two defenders away, and then you work three on three, not five on five.
You need depth and space. You've got to spread out the defensive team.
You got to be able to set a screen. You can't set a screen when you're all down there on the end line.
Right. Fort Loramie inbounding far side of the floor, trailing by five. 2.5 left. Here's Caleb Maurer, 30 feet out, picked up by Fark. Caleb spin move in the lane, right in front. Missed a 6-footer. He'll make it 99 times out of 100. Not been a good shooting night for Caleb. Jackson Center corralled the rebound. Steal! Ty Ruhenkamp against Kellen Reichert. Trip but a foul in the act of shooting. And again, Jackson Center turns it over after a short shot was blown by Fort Loramie. Redskins steal it, get it back, and they shoot free throws again.
Well, they had 3 turnovers in the first half. They've got 8 in the second half and probably 6 in this quarter.
2:14 to go in the game, and Ty Ruhenkamp misfires at the strike. 2:14 to go, 36-31, Jackson Center. Ty makes it. Too many 1-for-2s for Fort Loramie.
So it's still a 4-point game right now. They're right back in it.
36-32, Jackson Center inbounds. Kellen Reichert in backcourt lost the ball. Fort Loramie pressures. Fort Loramie stole it. Fort Loramie lost it. Jackson Center got it back. Redskins nearly had it. 2 minutes left. Camden Reese out high left. Head coach Scott Elkert gets a timeout. Oh, was that needed? Each team has two now. Minute 56 left, 36-32 in favor of Jackson Center. Mike Holdhouse and his Superb Techs at Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning are fully licensed and insured. Get rid of those cold spots. Call in Tom and Jerry's. They'll make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243. Go online. Set your appointment for true comfort. TomJerry's.com. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie in 1922, he greeted everybody with a smile and great customer service. Well, he's still smiling today because the three generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. Remember, Geyer's offers super service on your car and also outstanding collision repair. See the new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. See them online, too, at Geyer's, G-A-I-E-R-S, Inc.com.
Boy, Jackson has really struggled handling the basketball, and Loramie not taking advantage, but keeps going 1-for-2 from the free throw line.
What's that been, about four straight 1-for-2s or three?
Yes, three in a row.
Three in a row. You make those three, and it's a one-point game. Minute 48 to go, fourth quarter. Jackson Center up four with the ball. Here's Camden Reese. He's being doubled at the top of the circle, sandwiched and fouled. He's at the line. Team foul 8. It's a 1-1.
They still call that a Bronx cheer.
Yep, this game, as you can tell, could have been played out on the gridiron tonight under the lights at Fort Loramie. It has been physical. Camden Reese 1-1. It is good. Hit the front rim, the backboard, the front rim, hung there for 1,001, 1,002, and dropped in.
Well, my money's on Loramie. It was a football game because Jackson Center doesn't have any pads.
5-point lead. Camden Reese makes it 6. He's been stellar at the strike.
He is 2, 4, 6, 7 for 8.
Yep, there's the ball game right there. Camden Reese, 7 for 8 at the line. He's gotten to the rim, gotten fouled. Fort Loramie down 6, make it 4. Here's Maurer with a baseline drive. Jackson Center made sure it didn't foul him. Here's a near steal at midcourt by Fort Loramie. Thrown down the floor to Regula. Regula to the rim. Good! They beat the pressure. They didn't turn it over. Jackson Center fed it 40 feet to Regula. Foul on the play. Jackson Center up 6. Regula at the stripe. 1:21 to go. Boy, Fort Loramie nearly pried that ball loose at midcourt twice.
Close again, boy.
Regula foul shot to take it to 7. This would make it a 3-possession game. He does not. It's swirled out. Rebound Redskins. Maurer to midcourt. Minute 12 to go. Farkun Maurer. Maurer with a 3. It's good. It's good. Timeout. Timeout. 73 seconds to go. 40-37. Caleb Maurer just chucked in a triple. 3-point lead, Jackson Center. A minute plus remaining. Back in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
Welcome to Frisch's. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy. Chicken tenders basket? Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches!
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and Big Boy.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
Well, I tell you, Chuck, in the pregame, I told you that people asked me to flip coins, to read tea leaves, to do paper, scissors trick?
Oh, rock, paper, scissors.
Yeah, yeah,
Lizard Spock, if you watch the Big Bang Theory.
There you go. I did all of that. to try to determine the outcome of this game last night, this morning, this afternoon, and every single time it came up OT.
Well, it's going to be close. Only Jackson needs to handle the basketball, and Lormy needs to make you just travel.
Here is Jackson center and backcourt. Clark is in trouble. Hands it to Camden Reese on the go, up and over the timeline. He falls down. He lost it. Steal. Hosher. Caleb Maurer. Layup. Good. 1 point game. 1 point game. 55 seconds to go. Jackson center is turning it over left and right. Fort Laramie's within one, 40 to 39, 46 seconds to go. Carson Regula throws it into the left corner, deflected. Fort Laramie steals. Here's Maurer, foul line, out to Aiden Worman. Oh, he walked, but right before he walked, head coach Corey Britton got a timeout with 36.4 to go. Fort Laramie's ball down one. Was that Regula who got in too much of a hurry?
Yeah, I mean, he said they struggled breaking the press again. He tried to throw a long jump pass into the corner, and Laramie got a fist on it, knocked it up in the air, intercepted, come back down the other way. You're right. Worman traveled, but he called the timeout right before he did.
Yep, that's exactly what happened. I tell you what, Chuck, Fort Laramie has gotten probably 35 deflections or so here in the second half of this game alone.
Well, they've turned it over 11 times in the second half, and I guarantee you 8 of those have been here in the fourth quarter.
Yep. 36.4 left. It's Fort Laramie's ball. Here's the foul situation. 8 on Jackson center. 1-1 for Fort Laramie. 9 on Fort Laramie. Double bonus for Jackson center. But the Redskins now have the ball with a chance to take the lead. 36.4 to go. Here's Ruhenkamp. Backcourt to Caleb Maurer. Let's see what the Redskins attempt to do. You don't dare take it down to the last 2 or 3 seconds.
No, you got to take a shot with at least 5 or 6 seconds so you've got a shot at a putback if you don't make the shot.
Heiser sets a screen for Caleb Maurer. Hop, skipping to jump into the lane. Six footer. It's good. Caleb Maurer has put Fort Laramie in the lead. 13 seconds to go. Down to 9, 8. Here's Camden Reese into the lane, driving, shooting, scoring. Camden Reese scores. Here's Fort Laramie in backcourt. They throw it high in the air off the backboard, and Jackson Center wins it on a Camden Reese runner. A bank shot in the lane with about 4 or 5 seconds to go. Jackson Center pulls it out of the fire, 42 to 41. And the Fort Laramie Redskins swallow the bitter pill, make a great comeback, and lose it by a point. Camden Reese, top of the circle, herky-jerky move down the lane, power to the rim, and banked it home with about 4 or 5 seconds left. The Fort Laramie threw it inbounds. Jackson Center got a piece of it. The Redskins recovered it and made a long 60 or 70-foot heave, and that was that.
My goodness, what a basketball game. And just feel so bad for Laramie. What a tough. They came all the way back and then lost it at the buzzer, and that there's nothing harder to do.
And it boils down to free throws.
Yeah.
It boils down to free throws. Jackson Center 42, Fort Laramie 41. We've got a 2-minute radio station break upcoming. 2-minute radio station break is next. I'd like to tell you that it's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before another winter arrives in the next several weeks. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Laramie has got big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Free pickup and delivery to an M&A. Phone 937-295-3971. Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt, at the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Laramie. Chuck, hope I described it so you could understand it. It was Camden Reese bolting down the lane. Yep. He made a difficult shot in traffic.
That's exactly what happened. Yeah, the defender, there was a kind of a semi-collision. I don't think enough that they were going to call a charge or a block, and Reese got to the rim, and I'll tell you, it wasn't an easy shot. He had to turn and shoot it. There was like 2.2 seconds to go when the ball went through.
So I said four. It was even less than that.
Yes.
Fort Loramie really had no time to do much of anything.
Well, I mean, I'll tell you, he's the one you feel the worst for because he's a junior and he's coming back. But Caleb Maurer, the tears after the game. What an incredible second half that kid had to keep Loramie right in the basketball game.
What a great show. But Camden Reese, what do you want?
He had 14. He's 14. My player of the game.
Okay.
Regular had 15, and he had a real nice big shot down there in the fourth quarter.
Yes, he
but
did.
Boy, Camden Reese handling the ball on the point, shooting free throws. The kid was outstanding. Yeah.
We'll summarize everything over the totals in just a few minutes. When we come back, it's a 2-minute radio station break next in a thriller like we thought it would be, right down to the buzzer. As Chuck noted, it was under three to go, maybe right around 2 seconds left. A Camden Reese shot, took the ball top of the circle, had an avenue down the lane. It took advantage of that crease. It collapsed on him about 6-8 feet from the basket. He continued to power through some contact, laid it in off the window perfectly. And when the ball hit the floor, 2 seconds remained, maybe even a fraction under. Fort Loramie really no opportunity.
Well, as soon as it went in, I looked up because I was wondering if they had enough time to call a timeout or if they just needed to try a scatter court. It was 2.2 when Loramie grabbed the ball to throw it in from the inbound.
Okay.
And Kaiser, I mean, it was three-quarters court, but he had a throw. It was close to the rim. 15 of 19 from the free throw line for Jackson. 6 of 13 for the Redskins.
There you go. Ball game. That's all there is to it. Free throws decided. 2-minute radio station break is next. Jackson Center 42, Fort Loramie 41 on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Welcome to Frisch's. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy. Chicken tenders basket? Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches.
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Superior Aluminum Products in Bruschi is a big supporter of area high school athletics. After 55 years, family-owned Superior Aluminum continues its progress. To support our growth, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home improvement project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum, the industry leader. Picture your options online at SuperiorAluminum.com.
So, yeah. Final score once again. Jackson Center ekes it out. A thriller with 2 seconds left. A hard driving layup from the top of the circle right down the middle of the paint to the basket. The Camden Reese. Fort Loramie had come from 11 down, 32-21, to take the lead over Jackson Center at 41-40. Camden Reese gets the two-point bucket to close it out, and Jackson Center wins it by a scant point, 42-41. I said in the pregame, this game would be great. I said that word is thrown around all too often, but I said this game would fit the definition of terrific, of great, and it did. It met the definition perfectly.
Well, it wasn't pretty.
No, it wasn't pretty.
But boy, I mean, when two teams know each other that well, and they just beat each other to death out there tonight, and I thought the officiating was very, very good.
Yeah.
Tough game to call.
It was as good as it could be under the circumstances.
We could have shot 50 free throws each if they wanted to do that. Who came to see a free throw shooting contest?
Nobody. When it was all said and done, maybe only a couple calls that I significantly disagreed with.
Yep.
You know, our radio station sponsors tonight on WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney, Sydney Tire, Reese Insurance in Sydney, Sydney Chiropractic, Emerson Wagner Realty in Sydney, TC Sporting Goods in Sydney, Realty 2000 in Sydney, Sydney Troy Pick Whoop Body Car Start. Our radio station sponsors here tonight are Anchors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection, AAG Inc., the industry's clear choice, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, 25A, your number one agency in the region again, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution, Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney, high-quality furniture priced right. Go Goffney. LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006 and 7. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank and Osgood in Chickasaw in Mercer County, and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Be well, be good. Osgood Bank. Secure Common Minster, Secure Com online, securecom.com, securcom.com, the pros in protection. The Sydney Daily News, the best sports page coverage around, and our broadcast partner, WMVR 105.5 TAM FM, serving all of West Central Ohio. New underwriting sponsors, Airstream Inc. in Jackson Center, Precision Strip in Minster, Kenton, Middletown, Tip City, and Perrysburg, and cities in six states total. Thanks to Knox Machinery as well, here on scoresbroadcast.com. Coming soon, Schnipple Construction in Bodkins. Chuck, let's take a look at our Clancy Stars of the game. Run down the scoring again. Two words really define the difference in this contest. Free throws.
Free throws, turnovers. Turnovers is what got Loramie back into the game with their pressure.
Yep.
And missing free throws cost them the basketball game. There's no doubt about it. Carson Regula led Jackson Center with 15, and Camden Reese, 6'3 junior. Boy, he was terrific. He had 14, handled the ball, and was 2, 4, 6, 8, 7 of 8 from the free throw line, and all four of them in the four in the fourth quarter.
Mm-hmm.
He is my Clancy's player of the game. On the other side, it's got to be Caleb Maurer. He had 21. He had 2 at the half, and we said, boy, he's got to take over if Loramie's going to be in it. He scored 19 in the second half. He scored 2, 4, 6, 8, 11, 13 in the fourth quarter, and almost single-handedly brought them back for the win. And then Isaac Ratterman, I thought he had a terrific game. He's a 6'2 junior. He had 11. Only two other people. Ruenkamp had 5, and Kaiser had 4. Nobody else scored for the Redskins tonight. So it's Maurer for Fort Loramie, and for Jackson Center, Camden Reese.
Our Clancy Stars of the game. Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
I've got a job for you. Or should I say a career? A rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with ScoresBroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
Again, the final score tonight, Jackson Center 42, Fort Loramie 41 in a thriller. Scott Elkert joins us here at courtside. Scott, you've had terrific success here in this sectional tournament. We talked about how this game would be, we said the word great in the pregame, and darned if this game didn't define terrific, marvelous, great, right down to the wire, thriller. Good comeback by Fort Loramie. You did a great job exploring the middle of the floor and getting some drives to the rim. If you didn't make shots in close, you got two free throws, build a nice lead, and then had to overcome a one-point deficit in the last couple 3 seconds. Camden Reese was... he was super tonight. He was Superman for you.
He was, and we rely on him for a lot.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Both defensively and offensively. And, you know, give Fort Loramie all the credit in the world.
Yeah.
I mean, they just came at us, and they got us to the point where we really got back on our heels and became way too timid instead of looking over the top and attacking the rim. And when that happens, then you just start squeezing, and we started squeezing, and Caleb Maurer took over. You know what I mean? He had a whale the second half, and hit the big bucket that I think gave them their first lead of the game, if I'm correct.
Yep.
And then, like you said, Camden had the
wherewithal.
There we go.
Yep.
He knows what we like to do in late game situations, and we don't typically call a timeout there. And he got downhill, got to the rim, and you know it was kind of fitting that he was the one that hit that shot.
Yeah, I know each time we saw Jackson Center play over the course of the season, Chuck and I would remark from one game to the next, wow, Camden Reese has improved some more. He's getting better and better. With each stage of the campaign, he improved, developed, got stronger. He was the go-to guy.
He's a junior that's started every game of varsity basketball since he's been a freshman.
Yep.
So he brings a ton of experience to the floor.
And he shot free throws unbelievably well.
Quite honestly, he's well over 70% on the year. So if you, and again, that's to his credit for fixing that the last 2 years. It's been an Achilles heel of his. Yeah.
And he shot better than that tonight.
You won
the game at the stripe in the end.
I mean, you had to do that. Big games, you got to make big plays. And, you know, that game for both teams got ugly at times. But I think it's because both teams play so hard. Obviously, we know each other so well, and it just happens. It happens down here.
If listeners have just joined us.
I like it here.
If listeners have just joined us here on scoresbroadcast.com or WMVR 105.5 TAM FM, we're talking with Scott Elkert, head coach Jackson Center, which nipped Fort Loramie tonight 42-41 to win the upper bracket sectional championship to advance to Tuesday night at the UD Arena against either Cedarville or Springfield Catholic, correct?
That's correct. And it should be a well game tomorrow night. They play. We've seen both teams play.
You played Cedarville the last 2 years?
We have. There's a Koenig and Cross kid on their team. Now, those two graduated, but these are their brothers, honestly.
Are you sure they weren't redshirted from here?
They're their brothers. But anyhow, I appreciate you guys. But get on the bus and get back.
Yeah, so much fun. Kudos to Fort Loramie.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I want to shout out to Coach Britton and his squad. I mean, they've got, you know, I've been on that bus too, so it's easy for me to sit here and say it, but they got to feel really good about the effort they put forth tonight and the effort they put, you know, to get themselves back in that position to take the lead there late.
And so, for you, your coaching staff, the Tigers, the Jackson Center community, best of luck in the district. Tuesday night at UD, we'll be there.
All right. Appreciate it, guys. Thanks.
Thank you, Scott. Jackson Center Tigers defeat Fort Loramie here tonight by a point, 42-41. Jackson Center advancing on now to district play Tuesday night, 19-6 by way of record for the Tigers, who have now reeled off 12 straight wins.
Yep.
That speaks for itself. Jackson Center red hot. Fort Loramie concludes the campaign 13-11 after having gone through a juggernaut of a schedule all year long. We're going to sign off. We've talked about our sponsors aplenty tonight, gone over quite a few of them, two and three times.
Yep.
A great night. We knew it would be.
You know, I love this place. This tournament is just the best.
Chuck, my tea leaves almost worked. my tea leaves, rock, paper, scissors, coin tosses all came out saying OT, overtime. I missed it by a point. That's how close I was.
Well, that's how close the game was. It was a great basketball game. Coach Elkert said it, and I said it earlier, it wasn't pretty in spots,
right?
But boy, was it intense.
So many thanks to our radio station, simulcasting our games, WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney. Thanks to our radio station audience, our online audience via scoresbroadcast.com. Derek on the board at the radio station, we appreciate you, buddy. All the fans and listeners who tune in and listen to us live and also check out our archives here during the tournament run. Takes us 3-4 days maybe to get those archives up to date. We do it as quickly as we can. For Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering, Jack Kramer saying goodnight from here at Piqua. Be with us tomorrow, 12:30 from Troy. The Rushi girls tangle with Cincinnati Country Day in a D4 district championship, followed by Fort Loramie and Bradford. Then tomorrow night, 6:30, right back here at Piqua, it's the lower bracket sectional title game between Botkins and Rushi. For Chuck, alongside Jack Kramer, bidding you a good evening from Garbery Gym at Piqua, Jackson Center has nipped Fort Loramie 42-41.
This is scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.